Silence by Leonid Nikolaevich Andreev. 1. One moonlit night in May, when the nightingales were singing, the wife of Father Ignatius came into his study. Her face showed signs of suffering, and the small lamp she carried shook in her hand. She came up to her husband, touched him on the shoulder, and said, sobbing,
"Father, let us go to little Vera."
Without turning his head, Father Ignatius looked at his wife over his spectacles with knitted brows. He looked long and attentively, until making a deprecatory movement with her free hand down on a low sofa.
"You and she are both pitiless," she said slowly, with a marked emphasis on the last word,
and her kind, plump face was drawn by an expression of pain and exasperation, which seemed to imply how cruel her husband and daughter were. Father Ignatius smiled and got up. He closed his book, took off his spectacles, put them in their case, and stood thinking. His large black beard, streaked with silver threads, lay in a graceful curve on his breast, and rose and fell gently with his deep breathing. "Well, let us go," he said. Olga Stepanovna got up hastily and in a coaxing, timid voice begged him,
"Only don't scold her, Father. You know what she is."
Vera's room was in the attic, and the narrow wooden staircase that led to it bent and groaned under Father Ignatius's heavy tread. He was tall and weighty, and was obliged to bend his head so as not to hit the door of the upper story, and he frowned fastidiously when his wife's white jacket flapped lightly in his face. He knew that their talk with Vera would have no result.
"What is the matter?" asked Vera, raising one of her bare arms to her eyes.
The other arm lay on the white summer quilt and scarcely showed against it. It was so white and transparent and cold.
"Verochka,"
began her mother, but then she sobbed and stopped.
"Vera," said her father, trying to soften his loud, harsh voice, "tell us, Vera, what is the matter with you?"
Vera was silent.
"Vera, have not your mother and I merited your confidence? Do we not love you? Can there be anyone nearer to you than we are? Tell us your sorrow, and believe me, an old and experienced man, it will be a relief for you and for us too. Look at your old mother, how she suffers."
"Verochka..."
"And for me."
His harsh voice shook, as if something had snapped in it.
"And for me. Do you think it is easy? Do I not see that some sorrow is eating you up? But what is the sorrow? I, your father, do not know what it is. Ought it to be so?"
Vera was silent. Father Ignatius passed his hand over his beard with great care, as if he were afraid his fingers would involuntarily tear at it, and continued,
"It was contrary to my wish that you went to Petersburg. Did I curse you for your disobedience, or did I not give you money? Or will you say that I was not affectionate? Well, why are you silent? That is what your Petersburg has done.